I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. On the show today, we will have a conversation with Alex Sharp. Alex is a woman, one of the five women featured in Celtic Woman. Their Isle of Hope tour is coming to Springfield this week, Thursday. At 7:30 at the Sangamon Auditorium, I had a conversation with her direct from Ireland last week, and we will listen in on that and a little later on the program today, and have a survey of musical survey of some of the other concerts happening this week and this weekend in our listening area. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here's music that will be on the program on Friday evening, the concert by Sinfonia da Camera, conducted by Ian Hobson at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. It's the overture to Otto Nicolai's The Merry Wives of Windsor. That's the overture to The Merry Wives of Windsor by Otto Nicolai, and a performance here by the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by Arthur Fiedler from back in 1958. You can hear that performance, or that music, performed live Friday night at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana by Sinfonia da Camera, conducted by Ian Hobson. That program includes some other British and American works, and it... Is that the British and American program? Well, in any event, it includes a performance by bass baritone Ricardo Herrera and soprano Yvonne Gonzalez Redmond, both of them of the University of Illinois faculty. And I expect we'll be having a conversation about that concert on this show at some point this week. We're working on that as we speak. And coming up later on today's show, conversation with one of the women making up Celtic Woman, a group that is on its Isle of Hope tour through the United States, and it's coming to Springfield on Thursday night at 7:30 at Sangamon Auditorium. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our programs today are made possible with support from Women's Health Practice and Dr. Suzanne Troopin, offering obstetrics, gynecology, and fertility services on Neal in Champaign. Women's Health Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan provider and is accepting new patients. More information is available at womenshealthpractice.com. There have been a lot of band concerts lately from Illinois State University, from Eastern Illinois University, and probably some I don't know about. There is going to be another one tomorrow night at the Krannert Center. The University of Illinois Symphonic Band 2 and Concert Band 1 are performing jointly. Pete Griffin conducts the Concert Band 1. Abel Ramirez is conductor of a Symphonic Band 2. Always an interesting program when you have band concerts, because it has become clear to me that a lot of the new music being written that gets played is played by bands, much more than you're likely to have newer music written and played by orchestras for some reason or another. Here is music that is not necessarily new, but since its composer was born just 50 years ago, it's pretty recent. We're going to hear two movements from something called Paris Sketches, Homages for Band, by an English composer named Martin Ellerby. And Paris Sketches is a four-movement tribute to the French capital, commissioned actually by a British association for bands. Each movement pays homage to some part of Paris, as well as to other composers who lived, worked, or passed through the city. And the first two movements, which is what we're going to hear next, are called Saint-Germain-des-Prés, which is the Latin Quarter, and in there is also the shade of Maurice Ravel hovering over the music there. Second movement, called Pigalle, it's the Soho of Paris, sort of a burlesque, And it sounds like a sort of Stravinsky meets Prokofiev in this one. So two movements from the Paris Sketches of Martin Ellerbe. This performance is by the North Texas Wind Symphony, conducted by Eugene Corporon, and you can hear it performed live by the UI bands on Wednesday evening in Urbana. Music by English composer Martin Ellerbe. Those were the first two movements of his Paris Sketches for wind band, representing the French Latin Quarter, the Parisian Latin Quarter, Saint-Germain-des-Prés, in the first movement, and then Pigalle, the Soho of Paris, in the second movement. There are two others representing the city's largest cemetery and the Old Market area. Performance here was by the North Texas Wind Symphony, conducted by Eugene Migliaro Corporon. You can hear a complete live performance of the work, along with music by Mark Camphouse, Elliot Del Borgo, Jose Pablo Moncayo, and John Philip Sousa, and more, by the University of Illinois Symphonic Band 2 and Concert Band 1. Tomorrow night at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, that's a concert at 7:30. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. On Thursday evening at 7:30 at Sangamon Auditorium on the campus of the University of Illinois at Springfield, it's Celtic Woman bringing their Isle of Hope tour. Last week had a conversation when she was in Ireland with Alex Sharp, who was one of the four lead vocalists for Celtic Woman, and we will be hearing that conversation in just a moment. A tune called The Butterfly from Celtic Woman. It featured one of the five lead women in that ensemble, the one obviously who doesn't sing. Her name is Mairead Nesbitt, and she's the fiddler. And I learned in a conversation with Alex Sharp, one of their members, which you will hear a little later, a reference to some of her dancing on the stage. Celtic Woman is a bit of an international phenomenon. They were named the number one top world music artist by Billboard magazine. They've got a number of albums that have held the first position in that magazine's world music chart for quite a long time. And they're on the second leg of their Isle of Hope tour, which begins tomorrow and brings them to Springfield on Thursday at Sangamon Auditorium there. I had a conversation last week with Alex Sharp, who was the newest member of the group of four lead vocalists in Celtic Woman. She actually began her career in music theater, had major roles in The Wizard of Oz, The Rocky Horror Show, Les Mis, The Beautiful Game, and she's sung with a number of orchestras, including the Icelandic Royal Philharmonic, the Danish National Symphony, made some recordings. She's actually can be heard on the Evita film soundtrack with Madonna. I couldn't tell you where, but so it says in her biography. In our conversation last week, I actually asked her first about her early career in musical theater and how she ended up getting the gig with Celtic Woman.
I started off singing long time ago when I was in primary school, which was, I don't know what you have the equivalent of there, what it's called.
We call it grade school or elementary
school. Grade school, yeah, the first school. So I started off there, really, just there was a teacher there, and she loved music, and she put a choir together, and she would do a lot of musicals. A lot of Gilbert and Sullivan musicals, which when I look back now were extremely difficult for children of that age to do. But we managed, not particularly amazingly, but we managed, and that's kind of was my first introduction to singing and stage, and knowing that I really liked it and really felt quite comfortable up there. And so I just stayed, you know, being involved in whatever was going on locally. And then when I was 19, I was listening to the radio with my aunt, and actually in my grandparents' house, but my aunt and my mum was there, and they were advertising that there would be auditions for the musical The Wizard of Oz, and it was going to be on in the Olympia Theatre, professional theatre in Dublin. So I was encouraged to go along, and I went in and had a series of auditions over a week amongst many hundreds of other young girls, and I got the part and basically got my foot in the door that way. I got an agent from that show and worked in Ireland for several years just doing whatever musicals there was, you know, being produced, and concert work, cabaret work, kind of keeping my finger in every pie, because it's such a small little town here that, you know, I was able to kind of go from, you know, different productions that were happening, and so it was, that's, I kind of got an all-round, I guess, background of training that way. And whilst I was here, the Cameron McIntosh Company, who produce Les Miserables, came to Ireland, and I auditioned for them, and I got a part of Eponine in that show, and toured England with that for 2 years. And then after that, I got auditioned for a show called The Beautiful Game, which was an original show written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I got into that and spent another couple of years in England, and came back home again to Ireland and got involved again doing a lot of concert work and theatre work, and that's a synopsis of my musical theatre experience. There are lots of other little bits and pieces, but we won't go into them. But that's kind of, you know, I suppose the big highlights was being able to do Les Mis and do that original show. But
what kind of concert work did you do?
I did a lot of music from the musicals. I did Beatles music, Christmas music, I did pantomimes, basically whatever I could kind of adapt my voice to. I found a way to try and fit into as many categories as I could. Whatever I could do to keep working, I found a way.
Sure. The first musical you mentioned, The Wizard of Oz, just out of curiosity, how does that translate in Ireland?
Wonderful. Well, I remember seeing the movie when I was just a little girl. I mean, it was on every Christmas, so everybody, you know, certainly had seen the movie. And it was very magical. The production that we did was exactly the film score. Not altered at all, exactly. So people saw what they were used to, and people like to be able to do that. You know, they like to be able to know that it's kind of going to be the same. But it was wonderful. It was a great experience. I mean, they always say, in this business, never work with animals or children. And there was about 50 munchkins and a dog, and the dog lived with me, Toto. And I would go in for my rehearsals every week, and I would bring that dog on the bus with me.
So I'm assuming then you were in the role of Dorothy.
I was, yeah.
And do they
so
have?
it was a great experience, and I'm sure you probably know the show yourself. Darcy is in it from the beginning to the end. So I was on stage for the whole thing, and it was certainly a baptism by fire, you know. But the great thing was I had such wonderful professionals around me, wonderful actors who were well established, you know, actors and a great director. So I was in safe hands and I was guided, but they let me mostly kind of do what came naturally, and you know, and like I say, guided me where I needed that guidance. So it was a wonderful experience.
I was just partly curious about the translation. Translation of setting. Are there tornadoes in Ireland?
No, not at all. No, nothing like that. We have the mildest weather. Now, you could have four seasons in one day here, as I'm sure when we just recorded our new DVD in July here in Powers Court in County Wicklow, and it rained and the sun came out. And, of course, we couldn't film when it was raining. You know, but our audiences, you know, were there with their umbrellas. We had a lot of our fans come over as well from America, which was fantastic and a great surprise to see. But one minute it could be beautiful. Sun was beaming down and then it would overcast and it would start to rain. And then we got a little bit of hailstone. So Irish people are used to all types of weather in one day, but nothing extreme.
Nothing like your
tornadoes
or
earthquakes
Kansas.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
We're very blessed that way. It's very mild. Tempered weather here.
So how did you land the role, the part in Celtic Woman?
About 2007, I got a phone call in August from David Downes, and as soon as I heard David, that it was David, I kind of connected the two because I had known about Celtic Woman's success, and I didn't know any of the girls personally, but it's a pretty small town here, so I knew of them, hadn't worked with any of them, but I knew of their success, and I was delighted for them. I thought it was fantastic for five Irish girls to be able to get together and with David and to be able to achieve such a great success. So I immediately made that connection. I thought, wow, is this phone call in relation, you know, to Celtic Woman? I thought that would be fantastic to be able to, if I can be involved in any way, it would be great. So he just, our first initial phone call was, you know, are you free to meet? Would you come into the studio? So I went into the studio and he explained the whole situation to me and how it had all come about, and that one of the girls, Lisa, was expecting her third baby, and that there was a tour coming up in the springtime, and that she wouldn't be able to be there for it because she would be in the middle of, right, ready to give birth in her second month or her third month that we were there. So they said, would you mind coming on board and just covering, you know, that tour for us? And I thought that wonderful. I'd be absolutely delighted. But before that, told me what it was all about and also played some music for me. Now, I hadn't actually heard them up until this point, and I hadn't seen any of the concerts. I'd known, but I hadn't actually had the opportunity to hear anything or see anything. So he gave me a CD and a DVD, and I went home and had a look, and my first thought was, oh my goodness, I can't do this.
Why?
They were so beautiful and such a pure, perfect sound and such a perfect look. I kind of thought, oh my goodness, I don't know if I'm right for this or if I can do this. But he'd given me all of Lisa's songs that she sang in the show and said, go through them, see how you feel, take your time, getting used to them, kind of pay attention to the style, kind of that Celtic style, but also at the same time, don't be afraid to do your own thing. So I went back a couple of days later and sang through all the music for him. And he said, that's great. Well, we seem very happy about that. We'll give you a call in a day or whatever it was. And so I got a call the next day and said, well, we're happy to have you on board. If you're happy to come on board with us. And I said, absolutely, I'd be delighted to. Because I'd never actually performed in America before. I'd worked a lot, like I say, in London and Dublin and Scandinavia, but I'd never actually worked there, although I'd visited, you know, America quite a few times. And I love it. I really do love America. I love being there. I love, you know, a lot about it. And so this is a great opportunity for me to have my first taste of performing to, you know, the American audiences and also a Celtic woman audience, you know. So that's how I came on board. As luck would have it, Orla, you know, last year had decided that she wanted to pursue a solo career and, you know, release her own album, and which I've heard is absolutely amazing, and I'm really looking forward to hearing that myself. But she wouldn't have been able to promote her own album and be away on tour at the same time, so they asked me if I would be interested in staying with the group full time, and I said of course, and so I'm here.
What do you think is the meaning of the whole name of the group, Celtic Woman? What's the real significance of that, aside from the fact that it happens to be four girls singing and a fiddle player? And with apologies that I hit the pause button a little late there, early and then late, we will get the answer to that question in a moment. I wanted to break into this conversation that I'm having, was having last week, sitting in my studio while Alex Sharp was in Ireland. She is one of the four lead singers of Celtic Woman, which is coming to Springfield Thursday evening, part of their Isle of Hope tour, as that question just alluded. And here is a sample of the full group with a complete band and a little more. It's a tune called Spanish Lady. Heard in live performance, Celtic Woman, the four lead singers, and fiddler, and backup band and a choir as well. They're going to be in Springfield Thursday evening. That was a tune called Spanish Lady. And we'll continue our conversation here on Live and Local with Alex Sharp, one of those lead singers. And I had just asked her what she thought the significance of the name of their group was. It seems obvious, but perhaps not. Celtic Woman.
Well, you know, I think Celtic is not just Irish. There's Celtic roots. There's Welsh people are Celtic. There's Celts in Scotland. So it kind of has a broad spectrum, really. It's not just Irish women. And I think also the music is not just Irish music, you know, although it certainly has that, you know, a Celtic sound, so to speak. But that's not just typically, you know, or just associated to Ireland. It, you know, it embraces, you know, those influences through Welsh Celts, through Scottish Celts, and the music is not, the songs are not just all Irish old traditional, you know, airs. So I think it includes all of those different Celtic sounds, I guess, and Celtic influences.
And the woman part of it?
Woman. Ah, sure, isn't there a bit of Irish in all of us? I'm not sure. I wasn't there right from the start of how they actually even came upon the name, but I would imagine, you know, that's kind of what it would represent. Obviously woman, because we're five Irish lassies out there doing our thing, but I suppose maybe it's a little bit biased because we have so many wonderful male musicians on stage with us, and of course our creative director, our composer David Downs, along with Brendan Graham, who writes a lot of our lyrics, are both male. So maybe it's a little biased towards us. I don't know.
But you don't call it Celtic Lasses.
No, it's not Celtic Lassies. I think lassie is quite a Scottish term, lassie. You know, so woman. I guess it embraces womankind everywhere, really.
That sounds fair enough. You mentioned the musicians on stage. What, there's 19 of them or something like that?
Well, we have one, two, three, four, five. We have five musicians on stage. Six. We have two percussion. We have our piano player. We have bass guitar and lead guitar and our piper. So that's one. Yeah, that's six. So we have six male musicians on stage with us. Seven really, because Mairead is a musician. She's our fiddler. So and four soloists, and then we have six in the choir on this tour. But we normally would have eight, four male and four female choir, which are amazing. I sometimes wish that our audiences could just hear them on their own, because they're amazing. When we were rehearsing for our new DVD that we've just recorded in July, I walked into the room, and there's one of the new songs that will be on the new CD next year and the DVD, and it's just the choir and Lynn. And, oh, they were amazing. Their harmonies, their voice is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I don't think they get enough credit, I have to say, at times. The audiences, although, you know, obviously you do hear them on stage, but you don't get to hear, you know, them all individually and how they all, you know, contribute to the wonderful sounds that the audiences hear, you know.
For someone such as myself who has not seen Celtic Woman, tell us a little bit about the visual aspect.
Visually, it's a very beautiful look. An audience coming to would expect to see beautiful dresses. They're all designed by our designer here, Simon O'Mahony. It's one of our top designers here. So you're going to see just very elegant dresses. It's a very feminine show, I guess you could say. the lighting is superb. We have one of the top lighting designers who designs a lot also for Jennifer Lopez. He's quite a repertoire. We have a beautiful big disc, kind of. It looks a bit like an Irish Bowron, which is a kind of like a drum that you would see both the percussionists, Ray and Nikki, you'd see them playing them a lot in the show. We have a beautiful disc kind of in on the back set of the stage, where we have a lot of projected images for throughout the show. Visually, it does have a very beautiful color scheme, but nothing kind of takes from the music. There wouldn't be any, you know, major special effects or anything like that. It's really about the music and the harmonies and the lyrics. So the focus would be mostly on them.
Any dancing?
Oh, yeah, a bit of dancing. Oh, well, of course, Mairead. I don't know if you've ever seen Mairead at all. She's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. She flies around the stage and plays the fiddle at the same time. So you'd see certainly a lot of movement from Mairead. In a lot of the slower, you would see movement. You would see a lot of kind of movement with the choir interacting with us, the five girls. But on some of the faster numbers, you would certainly see a lot more, you know, choreography than what you would on something like Danny Boy, where that's totally a cappella and that there's no instruments involved in that. That's just all voices. So obviously that's, you know, very still. Like I say, it's really about the singing and the music and the lyrics. So people wouldn't come just expecting to see necessarily a dance show. Certainly not like Riverdance, anyway.
And just one final question: the name of the tour, Isle of Hope. What does that refer to?
That's in conjunction with one of the songs in the show at the moment called Isle of Hope, and it's very much about America representing a land and an Isle of Hope to all those who emigrated there. The first Irish emigrant from Ireland was a young girl of 16, and basically the song is kind of told in her through her story coming to America. And basically it's how it, you know, it's offered a land of, it's an opportunity and a new life, not just for Irish people, but people from many nations that have, you know, that America has welcomed and given a new life to. And that's where that song is, you know, Isle of Hope. And that's one of the ones where you'd see during it a lot of images. There's a lot of stills that are projected onto that big back disc where you'd see a lot of original footage of Ellis Island and all the emigrants coming through there. So that's how they entitled it, Isle of Hope, i.e. America.
So this is a tour very much designed for American audiences.
It is very much, and one thing I want to mention is that we also have a song called Oh America. We did we performed that quite a few times while we were out there in the spring, and it's written by Brendan Graham and David Downs, and it's our thank you to America, you know, for embracing us. The tour, or the first tour, went out about four and a half, nearly 5 years ago to America, and since then, because of the American support and love for Celtic Woman, and we've been able to you know, have a career. Celtic Woman has had a life and a career from mostly our American audiences. So Oh America is a tribute to our audiences there and how they've supported us. So there are a lot of references, you know, directly and indirectly throughout the Isle of Hope tour to America.
Well, we certainly appreciate your coming here and coming to Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, I'm delighted. My mother-in-law is from there.
No
so
kidding.
It's my first time there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
From Springfield.
And I've been to Illinois before. Obviously, we've been to Chicago, and I've also been to, I can't remember the other place that I went to, but it's a very little small place. Spent a couple of weeks there, but yeah, looking forward to seeing more of it.
But she's literally from Springfield.
She is. She's from Springfield, Illinois. My husband is American, and he's he's a Southern boy. He's kind of from Georgia and from Nashville, from Tennessee. But his mom is from there. So
how bizarre!
I guess I kind of have some indirect roots there.
Well, that sounds pretty direct to me.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
There was Alex Sharp, who was in Ireland at the time of our conversation last week. I was, of course, here in our studio, although I would very, very happily have been in Ireland. I may be happy to be there right now, although I don't know what the weather's like. Hopefully a little nicer than our forecast is offering up. I will have that forecast at 1 o'clock. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Celtic Woman is going to be at Springfield Thursday night, 7:30. Here is another sample of their work, and you have an opportunity to hear some of the girls, as she called them, or lassies, singing solo. I have no idea if any of them is actually Alex Sharp, but it is collectively Celtic Woman. The title of the song is in Celtic. I won't even try to pronounce it. You can just enjoy it. Celtic Woman, a tune partly in English, partly in, I don't know if it's Irish or Gaelic. As near as I could tell, it sounds like it was pronounced Mo Yilimar or something like that. I don't know the translation, but you had much of the English there. Celtic Woman going to be in Springfield at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield, Thursday night at 7:30. And we were privileged to talk with one of their members, Alex Sharp, which you heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.
It's not too soon to think about October 14th, With the contributions we receive before October 14th, we will build a member match to challenge other listeners to join you as new or returning friends of WILL. Mail a contribution to Friends of WILL, P.O. Box 3429, Champaign, 61826, or give online at willpledge.org.
And here is a calendar for you. We mentioned a couple of other events earlier in the show, but here are some additional ones. Tonight in Effingham, if you are in the southern part of our listening area and want to take a little drive to the Rosebud Theater, you can see a musical called Church Basement Ladies. Performance today in an hour at 2 o'clock and then another at 7 o'clock tonight. At the Kemp Recital Hall in Normal on the campus of Illinois State University, it's the Roque Cordero Memorial Concert. That's at 8 tonight. At the Krannert Center in Urbana, it's soprano Nicole Cabell with pianist Spencer Meyer in recital, 7:30 tonight. And back at the Sangamon Auditorium, tomorrow night, the Virsky Ukrainian National Dance Company at 7:30 tomorrow. They've got a nice pair of programs, don't they? The dance on Wednesday and Celtic Woman on Thursday. We mentioned earlier the University of Illinois Symphonic Band 2, Concert Band 1, tomorrow night at 7:30. And Neil Simon's Rumors is at Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. Performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 6:30, Sunday brunch at noon. Lend Me a Tenor continues this weekend, in fact, wraps up this weekend at Parkland College Theater. Performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and I think they have a matinee on Sunday as well. Illinois Wesleyan University faculty recitalists, saxophonist Keith Zimmerman and pianist William West performing Thursday at 3 o'clock in Westbrook Auditorium of Presser Hall on the IWU campus in Bloomington. Those are just some of the events you can go see and hear in our listening area and do it live. Our programs today are made possible with support from Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College. The gallery's exhibits illustrate a wide range of traditional and innovative work by contemporary artists of regional and national status. Exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public.